from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Friday and you can have fun, or as these two other guys call it, Fry-yay. I don't want to step on their toes.
It's the brioche bun of days.
Really,
actually,
is,
that's,
man.
Thursday. So the second best bun for you, Mac, would be what? The pretzel bun?
Yeah, probably the pretzel bun.
Pretzel bun. So Friday's the pretzel bun of days.
Big fan of the croissant.
Just got a text from my wife that said, he's cute. I said, who? She said, Dusty.
That's not true.
You want to see it? I'll show it to you right now.
Okay.
Right there. He's cute.
Dusty.
I said, who? She said, Dusty.
Okay. We just congratulated me. I don't need to get O.J. Simpson here. Was a server. Want to keep my head. Welcome into Fesco in the Morning. 610 Sports Radio. For a short period of time, if you missed the announcement, just go look at the Star or Fox 4. They kind of gave you everything you need to know. Not mad about it. But I will say this. I don't know about you guys, but you can call this a dead rivalry. You can call this it doesn't exist anymore, because it really doesn't. It really isn't. But it is to me. Cardinals and Royals this weekend. I think it's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to talk myself into it. It was a good thing we didn't really have sports yesterday other than the United States basketball team that gave us all a heart attack for like a short period of time. Maybe not. I'm sure Bob was just like, it's fine. It's fine. But
of course it is. We got the best team on planet Earth. It's like watching Patrick Mahomes down 24-0 to Houston, right?
Fair. And I still, like, in my mind, and maybe this is where like the generational value, you know, changes, whereas Mac probably doesn't care if it's the Cardinals and they beat him or not. Myself, I want the Royals to like draw blood early and then just don't stop. And I feel like you're still kind of the same way. I know you hate St. Louis.
Oh, it's so,
like,
the worst place on earth. I wouldn't wish my worst enemy to go there. Actually, most of them are there. But
But anyways, so like it's Royals Cardinals this weekend. And this is one of those series where I hate to be this guy. You got to take both.
Well, of course
you're
you
at home. Yeah. You're the better team. You're in a playoff race. The hell with the wild card. Go grab the division. Sweeping St. Louis is the way to do it. And if you sweep St. Louis, you swept them all year. Makes it that much sweeter. And that's how you kind of build that rivalry back up. Both teams are good. You took 4 out of 4 from them. Let's do this again next year, because you know you're going to do it every year as long as baseball exists.
Well, I think what you have to do is keep a losing team losing. And the St. Louis Cardinals have been a losing team since the All-Star break and since the Royals played them last time going into yesterday's afternoon game. I don't know if they won yesterday. I don't really care. The Cardinals were 9-14 since the Royals swept that doubleheader from them them back, you know, right around the All-Star break. So they haven't been playing great baseball. The Royals have probably broke them. So you need to go take care of business and win these games, especially with that gauntlet of we talked about, you know, coming up on the schedule. I was talking to a friend of mine who works in professional sports the other day, and he had mentioned to me about the must-win conversation we were having with Matty Q, and he goes, I kind of agree with you guys. Like, that game really, and this is somebody who does work in professional sports, he goes, technically not a must-win game, but I understand what you guys were saying about that being kind of a must-win game and the feel and everything that, you know, was around the team at that point in time. And you know, so that's kind of the way I'm looking at these games against the Cardinals. Mathematically speaking, are they must-win games? No, but you're playing a team that isn't playing their best baseball right now. You're playing a team that isn't really that great right now. Mm-hmm. Go out there and take care of business and beat that team. And then you do. You get those bragging rights for the state. And I know, again, it's not a true rivalry,
yeah,
but losing to Kansas City is not something St. Louis likes to do in anything. And the other thing, too, is if they lose, they'll start to melt down over there. And I always love to see, you know, when St. Louis baseball fans melt down, because to me, that's hysterical. That's fun to watch them cry and cry and cry and realize that the better team is over here in Kansas City and not over there in St. Louis. So go out there and take care of business tonight. Give yourself a couple of wins going into that off day on Sunday, and then you get geared up for what Monday's going to be. And that's going to be an unbelievable kind of start to a crazy 3 weeks for the Royals, where we're going to know at the end of those 3 weeks whether or not this team is going to the postseason.
Not only that, Cleveland and Minnesota play each other
this
weekend.
Right.
They play a doubleheader today.
Yep.
If you sweep St. Louis, you've done your part.
Yep.
Somebody's,
and that's all you can worry about.
Somebody's got to lose against Cleveland and Minnesota. And if you win both games, you are winning a three-front war.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is you keep your distance above Boston, which you're a game and a half above. If Minnesota loses, you're now tied for second place, not only in the division, but in the wild card race, and you keep your gap between you and the Guardians, which is a four-game lead. And the third one I just said, you're keeping close to the division lead.
Keep close to the division
and
lead.
And you can switch it. If Cleveland loses and Minnesota wins, then you're just following Minnesota, chasing Cleveland, and then – Bob, I don't know about this, but we could get to Monday and
the Twins could be in first place.
They could be in first place. You win two out of two. You'd be a game and a half behind Minnesota. Or no, you'd be a half game behind Minnesota if you went, they wouldn't lose or gain any standings. You jump, leapfrog Cleveland.
Right.
And then out of nowhere, all of a sudden, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, these shows get a little bit more tense because we're talking about a three-game series against the Twins for the battle of the damn AL Central.
Right, we're talking about a battle for first place, coming up on Monday. So, yeah, a lot of good things are poised to happen, and I think it was good to have that off day yesterday, especially with the bullpen and whatnot, being able to kind of hit that reset button, and now you've got a two-game sprint against the Cardinals that could, you're right, lead into playing for first place on Monday morning. I mean, and that's all you could possibly ask for. I mean, like the Chiefs are getting ready to play a preseason game. Not that those really mean a whole heck of a lot, but you know how it would be in years past. Everybody would be talking about what's going on preseason. And now everybody's saying, we got two major baseball games that mean a heck of a lot more than preseason football does right now. And these are the games that you have to win. These are the games you need to take care of business. So again, with that must-win terminology, mathematically speaking, no, not a must-win game. But when you're playing a team that isn't playing great baseball, you can't afford to lose those baseball games when you're in a pennant race. This is where you start to emerge. This is where you start to separate yourself. You lose these games, you're kind of just back in the pack, you know?
You saw how big of a day it was 2 days ago when Cleveland gets swept in their doubleheader. Minnesota gets waxed by the Cubs, and you do your part and win your game. Multiply that by five. That's what could happen this weekend. If you beat St. Louis Friday and Saturday, you were talking about the off day yesterday. The off day Sunday is even more wildly huge because that's a travel day. You're not necessarily sprinting to the plane after the game on Saturday. You can kind of take your time, get to the locker room, you know, do all your stuff. Hell, if they win both games in St. Louis, the skipper might be like, you know what, you guys spend the night here Saturday, we'll leave Sunday morning. I doubt it. They'll probably still leave Sunday afternoon.
About 4 o'clock, they'll leave on Sunday. Give them Saturday night, give them the off day here, let them spend that time with their family. You leave Saturday afternoon.
It's only about
a
three-hour flight anyway to Minnesota.
Hell, it's 90 minutes.
I was going to say, it's not even that. You're up and down.
Yeah, so you could leave at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, but you also don't want to get in late.
Right.
You know how it is. You get everybody a nice dinner in Minnesota before you play that series. But, you know, the Red Sox have Houston today at 11. 7:35. Or that's Sunday. I'm looking at their game.
But they have tonight at probably 6.
But they have But they have Houston. I mean, that's a big series as well, Dusty. I mean, that's huge because that's a wild card spot to be battled for as well. That West loser, that second place team in the West, is only a few games back. You know, 4 games back or whatever it is, that final wild card spot. So there's a lot on the line this week in baseball, and it's shaping up to be a really good pennant race. This is what you get when you added that extra wild card team, right? I know there were so many like anti move forward people in baseball, like, we need the old days where the pitchers hit and all this kind of nonsense, right?
This is great for baseball.
Yeah. How many teams are still alive? How many teams still have an opportunity to get in the postseason? Why the hell wouldn't you have wanted that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.